The Bajamoan, the telling of events, a series focusing on both the oral and written histories of the White Earth Reservation and Northern Minnesota regions, with an emphasis on Native American histories.
This is part 4 of a 7-part series. Jesse Foster, Voices of Our Elders, from the Bajamoan Project on KKW.
They don't really come together that much, you know, they got the Indians on one side, and then they got the white Indians on the other side, you know, that it seems like there's a lot of conflict between the dark Indians and the light Indians. That's what I see throughout the country, you know, all over where I went. You know, no, it's just where they placed themselves, you know, they don't, the dark ones don't believe, you know, that they belong with the white ones, the white Indians. And the white Indians don't think they belong with the dark Indians, so. I don't know, I noticed that throughout the country where I went, you know, down through the south, Louisiana, Choctaw Indians look like white people. A lot of them look like white people, the Choctaws. They met one Choctaw Indian. He played lead guitar I think that was George Jones. He played lead guitar for George Jones. He was a Choctaw Indian. No, that wasn't George Jones. That was the other one, that Jesse Coulter's old man. What the heck was his name? Damn, what was his name? He died here not too long ago, too. But he was Waylon Jennings. He was Waylon Jennings' lead guitar. He was a Choctaw Indian. You get around, you meet a lot of people, you know, and that's the way it was with me. I've met a lot of people, you know, and I rub shoulders with a lot of people, different people, people of power and people on the streets. I worked with Hennepin County. I worked with the street case service here in Hennepin County for 10 years. I worked with all the people living on the streets, living in the weeds. And when I was working there, I rubbed the shoulders with a lot of people, you know, big heads of government. I met a lot of people. I got a lot of citations, a lot of different stuff, you know, from different people and, you know, in high government of Minnesota. I got one plaque I got from George Latimer. He used to be the governor of Minnesota. I got a plaque from him, and some other big shots, you know. I got a lot of citations from him, you know. But I don't know what happened to them. I lost them somewhere. I don't know, I guess it didn't really make any difference that I lost them. It's because, you know, I never had that kind of stuff, you know, when I was growing up and traveling around the country. So when I lost them, you know, it really didn't hurt me that much, because, you know, I ain't got nothing hanging on my walls at home now. I ain't got no pictures hanging on. I got one, a picture calendar, that's it. But I have no pictures on the wall. I got pictures on my dresser. Got pictures of my little granddaughter and grandson from Michigan.
From Michigan?
I got pictures of them. And they're Jim and they sitting on my dresser. And a picture of my little granddaughter and her grandma sitting on my dresser. That's about it. But, you know, I've had my ups and downs, you know, when I was doing all this traveling, you know. I've had different friends I traveled with, and sometimes it was good, sometimes it was bad. But I spoke British as well. In fact, it's all I knew how to talk when I started school. No, I spoke some English, and I guess a lot of the Ojibwe, you know, when I ended up in these homes, you know, it kind of was English all the time, you know, and I had to speak English, so that's how I spoke English all the time, you know. It's because there was nobody around, you know, to talk with you, waiter, you know, so it was all white people, white kids. There was a couple of Indians there and a couple of blacks. But, you know, it was just all English, you know, English-speaking people. So, that's how, you know, I learned how to speak English, you know. I never thought about it, you know, until I got older when I started thinking about, you know, the Ojibwe language, you know, and when I'm home up in my apartment, you know, there's nobody there but me. But as you go up in there, you know, Ojibwe a bit when I'm up there all by myself, but I say stuff, you know, I'm talking to the spirits, you know, and I talk to them in the Ojibwe language. The Ojibwe one, you know, and I talk to them, you know. I talk to them, and then when I go to sleep, sometimes when I go to sleep, I have dreams of that I'm talking to a lot of the old people in my dreams, you know, that are speaking Ojibwe. So a lot of the Ojibwe is coming back to me. And I know a lot of people down here, you know, they got a few, you know, that you know, pray and everything like that, you know, a lot of them learn the Ojibwe language through their books, you know, going to the university, they got the Ojibwe language in books, dictionaries, and they learn a lot of it out of the books. But I read that stuff in the book, the Ojibwe language, you know, and they got all these, you know, how they say the pronouns and everything like that, you know. But, you know, the way they pronounce the words, the old people pronounced the words the way they sounded, you know. You know, like you know, they'll say good morning, you know, like the morning, you know. Gigajib, they say, you know. It's morning, Gigajib, they say. That's the way they say it, you know. But you read it out of a book, it's pronounced, a lot of it is pronounced different. I noticed that when I go to these feasts that they have at different places here, the Indian Center and all like that, they got Ojibwe people up there, you know, they talk Ojibwe language and that. I noticed that they talk that Ojibwe language out of the dictionary, the book. And they don't talk the way the old people did years ago. You know, the old people used to write stuff, you know. They wrote it the way it sounded, you know.
Tune in next time at part 5 for 7. For the full series of Jesse Foster and other stories, please visit prx.org. That's prx.org or nijiradio.org. nijiradio.org.
Funding for this program has been made possible through a grant from the Legacy, Art, Culture, and Heritage Fund of Minnesota.